This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. There's two Jennifers on screen right now. Final hour of the show. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to us by Doral Kia. Home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. You're caught, dude. We got you. You're on camera. Nope. Nope. Why are you a child? Just get to your seat.
I'm trying to get the camera to follow me.
It's not. It stopped.
I was right there.
Okay.
I was talking to Vlad.
I saw you were talking to Vlad. I know you were right there. It's great. It's showtime, baby. Nobody's denying. I'm not saying. I didn't think you went on a voyage.
Ah, Leroy. You going to share? You should share.
No.
You should share. No. Come on.
Whatever you said seemed quite jovial.
Just funny. Yeah. I'll tell you during the break.
Fair enough.
Because, whoo.
The Miami Heat, they win yesterday. The Panthers, they win yesterday. Gooseys galore. Did the Canes win yesterday? I didn't watch what happened.
Yes,
beat Stetson?
They obliterated Stetson.
It's Jay Lucas, huh?
Put another 100 burger
they
on
beat,
him.
They beat a cologne.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Wasn't Stetson a cologne?
It's a hat.
Oh.
Isn't Stetson a hat?
No, he's right.
It's a cologne.
It's also a cologne.
Yeah.
It's
the brothers. Really?
Old school.
That Jordache?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Jay Lucas. Taking out all of Florida. Stetson's in Florida, yeah? Right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Stetson
I feel like
University.
Barry used to play Stetson.
Dylan?
Dude, I don't know.
Dylan.
Stetson was the gold bottle. That was the gold bottle of cologne.
I love gold. Well, shout out to the Canes getting their win yesterday. I apologize for that slipping under the radar.
No, it was good. They played Florida.
Busy night last night.
They played Florida this Sunday.
Oh. Hey, you can get you some. You want me to get you some for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I like
you might. Nah, I don't know if you would
like
it.
We were talking a lot of noses. I got to tell you, dude, when I wear cologne, whew, it fires up the nostrils. Like, it gets up in there.
You know, I have one word. Hmm? Not so much.
Yeah, right?
No, you don't spray so much.
A little bit. I'm telling you, dude, I don't.
So you say
myself.
You're a bloodhound?
It's like recoils up the nose, dude.
I have a very strong nose, mm-hmm. And I smell stuff, and everybody's like, I don't smell it. I say, yeah, you ignore it, the smell.
Wow. So he'll be back in action tomorrow. If you guys missed it, Nico Harrison was fired as general manager of the Dallas Mavericks because their owner's a coward. I mean, you know, he probably should have been fired because that's a terrible trade. You don't trade Luka Doncic. But also, you know, like, I just don't understand. Like, how do you want? I need to know what happened in the meeting with the rich guy when he was sold on it and he was like, great idea.
Easy.
Like, what happened? And then all of a sudden you realized, oh no, I just traded off.
I played a part of
Traded off our next icon. I traded off New Dirk.
I played the role of Nico Harrison.
Hmm?
Owner.
Yes.
We have a decision to make.
Well, what are we going to do?
Are we going to give this Slovenian $750 million when he doesn't want to get in shape?
I mean, he is good. Do you think he'll still be good?
But if we give him $750 million, any decision that must be made with this franchise, he must have a say in it.
That's true. Look, I don't
know. Or we can win with the talent that we have with Kyrie. And we get in. You know what wins championships? Defense.
They do say that.
You know who's a great defender and offensive player? One Anthony Davis.
Isn't he hurt a lot?
He is. But this is Dallas. We can get him. We can get him ready. Him and Kyrie have a great relationship.
It'll be
well worth it. Do you want to give this Slovenian $750 million?
Do you think you would pay him $500 million if you could get him back? Like, if he had to give him today.
Man, he only took, like, what, $250
if for the Lakers? Oh, no, I'm saying right now the owner
they give him five, if, yes.
If they'll give him $500.
Would he give him $500
million? The owner would, because like, he could always say stupid, Nico.
If he could today and he had to pay him a five-year, $500 million deal, would he do it?
Yes. Absolutely.
I think he would.
They basically give him the Shohei Ohtani deal.
Yeah.
Because not only, the problem is that not only did your team get worse, but your fan base went crazy.
Yep.
And firing the GM doesn't quite fix it.
And poor Cooper Flagg, right? Like, you know, he's so, like, everyone's like, just going to
so, you know, every week, here's what you're going to hear.
You're not Luka.
He's not Luka.
He's not Luka.
But Luka wasn't Luka his first year.
Yes, he was.
Pretty good.
He was.
He was.
Yes, he was.
Dude, he was
hitting game winners against the Clippers in the bubble.
He was a 15-year-old with Goron taking down Eurobasket.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the thing. That's the thing I can't understand. When the Euros come over here,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
they've already been professional basketball players
right.
for 2-3 years, some of them.
I've heard.
Right?
I've heard,
why do we treat them like they just are one and dones in college?
Well, here's the thing. What I heard Jakachonis talk about this on UD's podcast. The way it works is it's a little like messy. You know how like the Pinks have like a little junior program?
Yeah.
So you're kind of in the pros, but you're
not
playing always
at the highest level.
Not always.
Okay.
Not
okay,
always.
I got
like
you.
It's you get call ups from time to time.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
So it's like soccer. They do Euro basketball like soccer.
But when they do, I've heard they kick the snot out of these kids. They get grown up. When the games they do get called up, they get beat up.
Right, okay.
Beat up.
Okay.
But I don't think you play all of your games against Boris with the hairy arms.
Okay. But that, like, if you can make it through that, right?
All right.
If you can make it through that.
Right. But Luka legitimately was cooking Euros, like, as a 17-year-old. Like, right. He was Slovenian Malachi Tony out there. Just like everybody, him and Goron just like going out there and slaying everything. He's a freak. And I couldn't imagine. Do you know how bad to stop the sports world and
Super Bowl week?
Yeah. And we were sitting, the only reason I didn't think it was fake is because I didn't get it on Twitter. I got it. We were at the fight.
Yeah.
And we walk out. It was the Benavidez fight? It was Benavidez, right?
Yeah.
And we walk out, and I'm like, Leroy. And we're like, nah. No way. It's still one of those things, because it's not only that. Look, I get Anthony Davis is a great player. He's a great player.
Hall of Famer.
But he's street clothes.
Top 75.
He's street clothes. And the fact that the Lakers didn't even have to give up Austin Reeves, they didn't have to give up the farm for Luka. They still had stuff in the cupboard.
Rob Pelinka deserves his own his own wing.
He does. He does.
His man. Yo, that's messed up. That's your boy. You got your boy fired.
That's not your boy.
That's not your boy.
You're a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's what you are. You found a fish.
Not even in sheep clothing. In Armani clothing.
He's got the He's got those X-ray glasses out of the Chauncey Billups
poker game. Maybe. Maybe.
Like, we got a friend, we got and, a whale right here.
Let's have this coffee, but let's not have it in front of people so that nobody knows what's going on.
He's probably like, because, you know, this Luca, he just won't get in shape. He goes, yeah, you can't trust somebody like that. You know, he's just gaslighting him. He goes, yeah, you can't trust him. You know who would love it, though? Jeannie. You know, I, she would sign him on this. You want AD? He goes, that was my guy. And he is your guy. I'm just saying, you know, I'll do it.
I tell you what.
He makes it seem like he's doing you a favor.
When it comes to injuries, you have no idea what Luca's situation is going to be, but you know what AD's situation is going to be.
100%.
And they signed up for that.
Oh, my God.
Teams keep falling for it. I mean, we see this down here with the Dolphins. Guys getting signed off of injuries.
I hope that's not. By the way, the Dolphins released two of their personnel guys yesterday, too. I think they were like, apparently like whatever, their scouting department. So two more heads. So they're cleaning the house over there.
Scout?
Who?
I'm going to be a scout.
In Dallas?
You want a scout? No, at Miami. Yeah. Miami released like more personnel
get
people.
Get to watch
yesterday.
Football. Get to watch football. Great players. Eat. Have conversations with other football players.
Eat.
Other football people. That sounds like fun.
And you get to eat?
Oh, no, road trips, baby. But, yeah, I bet you I could pick talent if I got to watch, if I had access to all the things that they have access to.
Because
I don't have, like, any narrative going into any of this. Like, a lot of guys, I like this guy because this, this, and that. No, you can either play or you can't.
Mm-mm. They give it up to one of the Twitchers.
What do you say?
I heard Giannis is pushing for Nico Harrison to be the next GM in Milwaukee at the Josiah James.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch.
He's having a season right now, man.
Who?
Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
No, he's. You know what Giannis is doing? When he causes his stink, you can't be mad at him because he's balling out.
No, he's balling.
If he was half-assing and then he causes stink, you'd be upset. But if he's balling out and they're not winning.
See, but. Players have gotten to the point of this. Players think if you ball out that management would just ignore your needs because you're balling out.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of them have taken the stand that I'm going to just play like booty.
Right.
And
it's kind of what feels like Jaws doing right now.
And force you to trade me, i.e. one-legged threes,
Just say cheeks.
Huh?
Just say cheeks.
Yeah.
Just say cheeks.
like Jimmy. I'm not mentioning names, but
Jimmy was playing like cheeks. You know.
One-legged threes. Like, guys were scared to throw him the ball because they knew they wasn't going to never get it back.
Not as many ones as Andrew Wiggins this year.
Huh?
What?
Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Did you just
Can you stop being a phony?
What do you mean?
Can you stop being a phony?
Andrew Wiggins.
Just go ahead and say you trashed the guy and he proved you wrong.
That's my guy.
You trashed him and he proved you wrong.
Nah, he's a delight. What a
no!
Guy.
Say it! What? You wanted me to say that what I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
You say it! You were wrong. Mm. You trashed the guy and...
Wrong. I mean, you know, it was in the dark place. Bled, I didn't like the person that
he
I was.
He could not wait to get in before the show. When I was walking by, he was like, we gonna get to it and get into it today.
He's bought in now though. You know he's
no,
bought,
he's
a heat
no,
guy.
Don't do that.
He's a heat
that's
guy
not
through
what I
through.
Said. Wait, Tobin,
don't
do no. What I said to you was, now. And we had this conversation, dude. That's not easy to pick up and go somewhere else with a family.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You know what?
Did you understand that last year?
I didn't understand a lot, but I was in a dark place. You know, people were blaming me for the downfall of the organization.
Wait, you had ayahuasca?
I'm understanding him. He's understanding me. Yeah, we were in a dark place, you know?
Dude.
That's my guy, Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, my God. See?
Wins like this early on just do for you guys as a group.
Clear throat.
Adversity, some of your guys are out, but I got to imagine this is, even for a long journey of the season, a pretty big benefit for you guys.
Man, it's a confidence builder. You know, even though having some guys out, you know, we're still able to do what we're doing because of the system we're in, and the guys are all just stepping up and, you know, doing it all collectively. You know, the coaches are doing a great job getting us in position to, you know, be successful, and all the guys come in with that mentality that this is going to be a hard place to win. You know, heat basketball, we're going to be physical. This is going to be a hard-fought game, the whole game.
He's a heat guy now.
Hold on. Even your question, you sounded like so soft, like so apologetic. Like, you know what, kid, I was kind of mean to you, but
let's see what they were talking about with him, you know?
He almost lost her breath talking.
He
to
almost
him.
Won the MVP of the finals. Of finals.
He might have should have won the finals MVP.
No. He maybe he'll have another chance.
They don't win that finals without him.
We'll see. He'll get his next chance this year.
Oh,
perhaps.
Oh my goodness.
He's a Heat guy now.
You what? Apologize, man.
Apologize being, to Andrew Wiggins.
Apologize to all of us for just.
I'm not
one,
apologizing to you.
Apologize to Andrew Wiggins for being a fraud, and apologize to us for like trying
to
defend.
Well, I'm not
going
to apologize for being a fraud because I felt how I felt. You know, but
you were wrong.
But I was.
You have never said I was wrong.
What do you mean? I was wrong about what?
Andrew Wiggins.
I was wrong about
See,
what how
he
played last year.
Wait a minute. We started the show with me getting attacked.
What do you mean?
Oh, my goodness. Now all of a sudden you play dumb. This is.
That's my guy, Andrew Wiggins.
When?
Remember when we talked about Canada and Media
See,
Day with him?
You guys, wait. You guys understand out there why I fight tooth and nail for everything. Because you know why? Because this dude is just going to samurai sword his way right out of everything that he's put his mouth into. Everything.
Semantic samurai.
Yes. You talk, you say stuff, and then a day later when you're wrong, well, I felt how I felt. Oh, I can't.
I mean, I did feel how I felt.
Wait. I prayed. I begged you. You know how hard it is to move across the country?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want him to concentrate on bass. The dude misses his family.
I get it.
No, you didn't get it.
I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
Leroy.
I didn't get it
before.
Leroy. Oh,
Leroy.
Oh, this is
Hold
terrible.
On. Hold on, Leroy. I can't believe I'm going to shoot him some bail. Tobin was in love with Jimmy.
That's my guy.
So when Jimmy left.
He
you
broke
always,
my heart.
You always,
you're the reason why he left.
That's well, not
you
fair.
Are the
That's
reason.
Not fair. That's
you
not fair.
Are,
I forgot. I wanted to pay him.
You are the reason.
You are my son. I was
the
only
one of us. Until I remembered you're the reason why.
It was your doing. It was your doing.
You're like the side chicken.
And then for reasons, Wiggins had nothing to do with it. He didn't know he was going to end up in Miami on Tuesday
That's
from
fair.
Saturday.
That's fair.
And you just trashed him the whole time. Hey, Wiggins, you think you can do it? Oh, my
Trashing
goodness.
Is strong. Did I perhaps say at one point, did anybody look like they want to be in a Heat jersey less than Andrew Wiggins? That possibly
what
came out of my
think
mouth.
What moving across country
that
to do to you?
Possibly came
it
out of my mouth.
It came out of your mouth because you're the only one that remembers you saying
possibly
that.
Possibly that came out of my mouth.
Verbatim.
But it's different time now. Norman Powell, he loves
No, it's
Norman
not
Powell.
Different times.
Yep.
Yeah, it's different times now. Apologize. Because everybody else knew that guy could play.
If I apologize, will you never mention it again?
Of course not.
But I'm not apologizing.
I got to hang this crap over your head forever.
I will never mention it again if you apologize right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You got to get your hobnob twin on.
No! Oh, now we hobnob twins.
Yeah. Time out.
Oh. I can't have part of the. I can't have.
No,
the,
because.
I love
listen,
the fact. I
she
the,
will take the side that causes her the least amount of grief.
I can't have one of the Dudley boys not being. No, I need,
time
I need
out,
the
time
tag
out.
Team.
I
need
love
them.
The fact that. You're not going to hold yourself accountable.
He going to flip it on us.
Unless somebody, one of you guys.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
You're not going to box me in.
You're wrong.
I'll apologize when you tell me you won't bring it up anymore.
Hey.
So you admit your box in?
So wait a minute, Tobin. Mm-hmm. That means you wouldn't be able to mention other things in the past as well.
No, this is just a stipulation on this negotiation.
Oh, my God. Wait. Have you ever not mentioned something again?
If I was, I promised you, I wouldn't.
Oh, my goodness. So. I'm definitely not promising it because not only did your phony tail won't admit to what you did, but then you go and ask the man a question like nothing happened.
Wait a minute. He was a delight in
no!
meeting you. That's my guy,
no,
Andrew Wiggins.
I'm wait till the next time I see
Sometimes.
Him. Wiggins, you know, this is the same guy that called you a bum last year.
No, because you're not.
Why? You know
what?
I would have had.
I don't even think he'd be mad at me.
I would have had more respect for you if you'd have gone up and said, hey, you seem like you're in a better place this year than you were coming to the team in the middle of last year.
We literally asked him that in the media day interview.
Mm-hmm. And what did he say?
He's like, yeah, I'm happier.
Yeah. And did you give him, no, nothing. You trashed him
No,
anyway.
We talked about Canada. Because
you thought it was no big deal.
I talked about being
You
big.
Thought it was no big deal traveling from,
think it was a big deal.
From Golden State to Florida.
You act like he went from
San Francisco
Antarctica,
to Miami.
San Francisco. That's a long trip.
Right. I went through a long journey
with a family.
Year.
What if I told you you had to go live in San Francisco? What if I told you you had to go live in San Francisco for the next 6 months and you couldn't bring your family?
You know, I was away from my family.
You didn't.
Too.
You no, didn't no, answer my question.
You, no, let me just bring
you didn't
my
answer my question.
I was away.
I don't care what you. You away for 2 days.
I was away from. No, no. I was away from my family to watch Bub Carrington hit a buzzer beater against us, and that really hurt my feelings.
Who?
Bub Carrington.
Who the hell's that?
When the Wizards beat us at the buzzer last year, I was away from Tommy for like four hours.
Time out. Mine is 2000.
Yes. Okay.
I spent time away from my family.
How would
four
you,
hours?
How would you have?
Wait. You compared 4 hours.
I was away
how
from
would
my
you feel? Wait. What? How would you feel if Odyssey came and said, hey, we want you to go to San Francisco and live for the rest of the basketball season, and then we'll come back, or we'll keep you out there and you can move your family out there?
I don't want to talk about the Warriors.
You don't want to be.
See what
if?
Does?
What if 95?
No, Vlad. No.
What if?
No.
Time out.
No.
Time
I'm not
out.
Even going. You see how he keeps.
See why this is difficult? See what he does? See what he does?
You just Minus have one second. I will apologize.
Answer the question.
If you apologize.
No,
if I apologize.
Answer the question.
What?
How would you feel if you had to move to San Francisco for 6 months for your family?
I wouldn't like it.
Would you be sad?
I'd put on a happy face.
But would you be sad?
Maybe on the inside. But would I put on a hell of a show? Absolutely.
Liar! Oh,
I would put on a hell of a show.
Please, let's go to break.
Why?
Because otherwise they're going to see a fight on the
you
radio.
Make it till
you
I make
know
it.
How bad?
You are terrible. You are the worst.
Dude, so you pissed off Leroy to the point he wants to go to break and not even talk.
On time. I'm going to go break on time.
If Odyssey.
Hey, do you guys understand? So don't call me. Don't call me. And tell me, don't hit me up on chat and tell me, hey, why are you so down? Why do you do this? Listen to this guy.
Okay, but if Odyssey shipped me to San Francisco and I had to talk about those teams, I would be like doing whale calls for the San Francisco Giants, dude. Like I would put on a show for my audience.
You wouldn't be sad, though?
I would be on the inside, but I would keep my sadness to myself.
So you say you'd be the consummate professional.
So
you can't even... All I'm asking you to do, I don't care how you would. It's easy to say how you would act because you're never going to be in that situation. But
if I was, when the lights go on,
if you just had some type of feeling in your soul down inside, you could at least sympathize with somebody else that had to go through that.
I can.
You didn't. You are a phony.
But I was, going through my own. I was also going
to
Andrew
Wiggins, kick rocks with your feelings. I need you to ball out.
In fairness, though,
you're
asking me if I was asked to host in another city away from my family, secluded for a year, okay, would I
not
be able to
not for a year.
Do it?
I didn't even say a year. I didn't exaggerate.
Whatever.
Right.
For months. I would get, when the lights go on, show pony. That's what I would do. I wouldn't get on here and be like, welcome.
Vlad.
Hold on. This is what you think I would do. All right, KNBR, welcome on in.
No.
The Giants won last night.
No.
Shohei Ohtani, they got him out. No,
say this, Vlad? This is why athletes have so many problems with writers and stuff like that, because they are taking the human element out of all of this and saying, no, you're a pro, you're supposed to do this. Like, it's like
no one's saying you can't be sad, but I still need buckets.
You be sitting on the couch like fat bastard eating buckets of chicken.
Perhaps.
Oh, with a Jack Daniels.
Perhaps. Yeah, with a Jack Daniels.
In my home. But when I need to talk about Brock Purdy, Brock on, dude. That's what I'm going to talk about.
No, you're. Dude.
I'm not being a phony.
You have a soul.
Stop mentioning the soul, because he's going to bring up something that we all know, or we're going to go into break very frustrated even more.
Because you want to know how I feel in my soul?
Bye.
The heat.
Minus one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.